This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Good morning, Wairarapa. Nice to be here today at the Maria Koto. Back with Aging with Attitude with Susie and Anthony. I hope you had a really good Christmas and a great new year. I mean, say, Susie, what was Christmas like for you?
Oh, kia ora, listeners. Christmas for me was extremely busy because I'll try to be the hostess with the mosties. And as I'm getting older, it's becoming a little bit of a challenge, but it was all good. We had lots of family around several times celebrating Christmas and, enjoying each other's company and doing a bit of day trips around the countryside. Went to Napier for a couple of nights, which nice. Was fabulous. I encourage anyone that is wanting to do a little short trip. Napier's just amazing. It's changed quite a bit since we used to go and visit a lot with the kids when they were younger. But it's still a great place just to relax. Somewhere by the sea and some pretty good shopping.
Okay, because you said that in terms of Napier, would you like to give a particular fish and chip shop a shout out?
Yeah, big shout out to, let me see, it was the Flying Dutchman, I think, fish and the chip at East Pier, around that area where the shed, you know, all the sheds are and the bars. It is fabulous. They have beautiful fresh fish, really fast service. Perfect chips, my husband assured me. I'm not a huge chip eater, but in fact, I ordered the fish burger, which I would normally not eat burgers because I try not to eat too much carb or bread, but it was absolutely delicious. And he ordered the blue cod, which was perfectly. I think he had it crumbed, actually. It was really fabulous. Next time we go, we're going to go back there and have some more. Although I must say, we ate at Lake Ferry on Friday.
Oh.
So a bit of a shout out to the hotel there. That was really,
they have lovely blue cod there.
They do. They had, we had a lovely meal. And, forgot how hard it is to get to the beach from there. So that was a bit of a mission. Took the car around to where all the main car park is at the beach, and there was a few, big dips and quite close to the cliff. It was a lovely adventure, and I must say it was very popular. Mm. We had to wait, or sort of, waiting for a table and then quickly rushing in to grab that. But there were obviously people there with their grandkids Wairarapa and Wellington people there as well, I think.
Mm. So that was the Flying Dutchman in Napier?
Yes.
Okay, and also the Lake Ferry Hotel. As I said before, I can vouch for the blue cod that was served at Lake Ferry. It is fresh as and delicious. So, but I want to pick up on something that you just said just before, and it was, because I'm getting older, it's getting harder to host, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like me as well, I feel like I'm obligated to have the fun over because this is where they normally come. And I found that as well, and I'm thinking to myself, how can I lessen the impact on myself? But still enjoy, not having to cook all the time. But I feel like that I'm supposed to be doing all the cooking and all the hard work, and not realizing that I'm not that young anymore. Mm. What kind of strategies can you think of?
In the future?
Yeah.
I think I was extremely well organized around what we were having, because I refused to go into the supermarket in that last week, although I did make a sort of evening trip. But that was fabulous because I didn't have to wait for any, those huge queues that go around the freezers of all the, supermarkets, and the heat, and people are grumpy because they're hot and they're tired and they're waiting. So I missed all that, which was really great. And I think just organising, maybe accepting other people's offers of help, because, we try and, as you say, host and do everything yourselves, but realistically you've got to, yeah, be prepared to accept help and just really plan ahead. Yeah, do things the night before Christmas Day. Don't be out late on Christmas Eve. Getting a good night's sleep, resting up. Because the weather, of course, as we know, in December was not like it is this month. Luckily, it was a little bit cooler on Christmas Day, which was great. Yeah, because I think people really, it's hard to keep motivated in this heat. And if you're not up early when it's a bit cooler, doing your odd jobs. I do remember a lady once that I was speaking with. She was in her 90s. And she said, "Susan, I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and I have everything done by 9 and then I go back to bed for a little nap." And I thought, wow, I can see where she's coming from with that, because we're so much more motivated when we get up in the morning. And in this weather, it's a lot cooler, although today it's quite muggy.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, organisation and accepting other people's help and, yeah.
Even having, I suppose, a potluck for Christmas lunch. Someone do the spuds, someone do the salads.
Yep. I'm the ambrosia girl.
You're the ambrosia girl. Okay. Someone doing the desserts.
Good for potluck dessert. Easy peasy. And it's got yogurt in it, so it's sort of healthy. Yogurt and fruit.
Okay. All right, all right.
Yeah, so those are the strategies. And I think as we get older, we don't like people offering help, because we start feeling that we're not coping. But realistically, it lightens the load and there's no stress with that.
Yeah, I think Jimmy Osmond sang a song like, "He ain't heavy, he's my brother," something like that?
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so I think we have to take that type of attitude into it as well. Yeah, it's a family thing.
It is.
So let's make it a family thing instead of just the head of the family. I am, but I accept help, as you said, and it's hard sometimes to let go of those reins. I remember one of my daughters, she went to this particular event, and they asked who could make the ikamata, the raw fish, and she said, "I will." And this lady walked in after she made it, she said, "Who made the raw fish? I have to test it before it goes out." But in saying that, what I'm alluding to is that sometimes we just have to let go and know that either one, we pass on those skills and those recipes so that it will be the same, yeah, and allow the younger generations to come through, because that's what should happen, a succession plan. Who's going to carry on
the your values? Your legacy.
That's exactly right. The legacy. Yeah, yeah. And so you brought up another interesting point too, Susie, and that was in terms of the weather. Slip, slop, slap and wrap, whanau. Otherwise we're going to be like chocolate fish and melt everywhere and get burnt. Okay. But also with that, and it's not joking, we know that sometimes our older whanau forget to drink.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And they become dehydrated, and they become very, very ill. Okay, so whanau, encourage your kuia korowa to drink, water, cup of tea, whatever. Not alcohol, because alcohol dehydrates you. Okay, but to remain hydrated.
Yeah, it was interesting, because I'm a huge water drinker, but I've noticed, you know, if I'm not at the gym drinking a lot of water, I have to make sure that I, you know, purposely fill up a cup or something like that. But I've taken up buying soda water.
Oh, yeah.
It was $1.50, I think, the cheaper brand at Countdown, and pop it in the fridge. And it just is the little bubbles in it make it a lot easier to drink, or it feels, more pleasant to drink. A lot of people complain. Or say, you know, "I hate drinking water, I just don't like drinking water, you know, I need to put something in it." But sometimes when you add things, then you're adding, you know, sugars and stuff like that as well. But, soda water, I did check it, and there's a little tiny, tiny percentage of carb, maybe. But it's a lot more easier to drink and, yeah, seems to be fine.
Or even put in some lemons, lime, orange, a mint, whatever, just to change the flavour if you don't like the flavour. As for me, like, I piss boil lots, and so I need to drink water but look after my salts as well, especially on these days. It's shocking. Okay, so whānau, look after your kuia koroa. Make sure that they are hydrated.
Yeah.
And those kuia and koroa, if you're listening, let them help you. Let them help you. Okay, but do please stay hydrated because you become unwell otherwise.
Yeah, it's very easy to get urinary tract infections if you're not drinking enough water to, you know, that flushes out your system. Yeah. And as we get older, I understand that you don't notice it as much as what you would as a younger person, so it goes unnoticed, and then you can become quite dizzy and disorientated. So, yeah, just watch out for that sort of sign of dehydration.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you a sign that my moko said to me. He came up to me and he said, "Koko, come here." And I went, "What?" And he pinched my hand.
Oh, yeah.
And I went, "What are you doing?" He went, "I'm just seeing if you drank enough water today, because if your skin stays standing up, you need some more water, Koko." Luckily, mine didn't. It went back to the normal shape. But that's another test that you could do.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, yeah, please drink. And don't forget, as I said, slip, slop, slap and wrap. Because
and our hat. Son,
and hat. Yeah. And hat. Yeah. That's really important. Another thing that, one of the things that I did over the holidays was go and look at some of the reserves that we've got in the Wairarapa. We've got a lot of lovely places. Just go for a walk. It doesn't have to be a long walk. It can be a short walk. But we've got so many nice places that I didn't even realise that we had until my daughter said, "Let's go to Wharf Whare. Let's go to Puka. Let's go to the Pinnacle. Let's go here. Let's go there. Let's go everywhere." And it was beautiful. You know, so a little time out, as I said, it doesn't have to be a long time, but it's different. It changes what we see in our normal day life, because a lot of us just stay in the one area.
Yeah, I hear Mount Holsworth is great too. I've got some old family friends that go there for about, I don't know, probably about 10 days after Christmas. They've got great little campsites there, and you're right by the river.
Yeah.
And they meet the same people
every
year, which is great. They don't plan it, but they you know, just meet up with people or make new friendships and get entertained by young people that come in and out. And
yeah, and they've got some beautiful walks there.
Yeah,
you know, nice, easy walk, gentle walk down to Donnelly's Flat, and then they've got those other the hut walk as well. Lots of others that are more challenging for the seriously challenged and inclined, but those who are just starting out.
And most of those walks are under the canopy of the forest, which is great because it keeps you a lot cooler.
It keeps you a lot cooler, yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. So, yeah, check those out. Even go to Pukaha whānau. There are tours there now, and the marae there is absolutely gorgeous, okay? Feeding time, you can go there at night time as for feeding time.
Oh.
Yeah.
There'd be a different look.
it was. My grandchildren went out there and really enjoyed themselves. Just sitting or holding wetters. What do you do that for? Because they were cool. They look cool.
Yeah. Little robots.
Yeah. And so, as I said, the Wairarapa has a lot of things to offer. You know, other than the beaches, which are absolutely gorgeous. I was quite surprised yesterday I went out to Tora.
Oh.
Yeah, went out there, got some powers and crayfish.
Ooh.
Where's
mine?
But I thought that because leading up to Christmas, that there'd be hardly any around in the shallows, but there were heaps. You know, all little ones, you don't take them, of course. But it was a good opportunity for my grandchildren who, the ones that I took out were 5, 6, and 2 8-year-olds. And so they were able to get in the rock pools, see some starfish.
age?
My granddaughters got their first kinners. That was cool. And the other brother, he was out there with his mum learning how to dive, and it was quite good. He came back and made sure everything was legal, right number, measured up, great.
You really any meth guys out there?
No, we thought that there was someone coming over because this person came over, but they were just seeing if they could get some shells,
oh.
You know, some boa shells for their children. So shuck the couple, here, have the shell, all good.
We actually headed off to Paraparaumu, took mum over there a couple of weeks ago, or it was a Friday after Christmas, in between, whatever, I've lost track of time. And that was my first experience on the new motorway. What's it called? Transmission Gully. Holy moly, that's actually a good sight to view. It's like amazing. It's got all sorts of interesting irrigation systems running down the hills, and it's, you know, spent most of my time looking at, admiring all the amazing scenery. Environmental, you know, stuff that goes on with building big motorways. But that's that's really changed that area. But every time I go to a beach, I take a couple of bits of driftwood that attracts my, I think I brought a piece home that looked like a lizard's head, and the other one looked like a bird. And I tried to show it to my son when I got it home, and I was like, can you see the lizard's head, the face, you know, the eyes? And he's like, Mum, I can't see anything in that. And I thought, wow, that's interesting. Maybe as you get older, you just see different things in different lights. But, that was a great place to go. We actually went into the pet shop there, which was interesting, and had a look at the birds. I must say, I don't know whether people would remember the aviaries that we used to have at the park. Because birds are really amazing, and there were beautiful, there were some lovebirds there and some beautiful finches that were amazing colours. Mm-hmm. And my mum really enjoyed, you know, looking at them. And I know I haven't been to the one at the park, the recent one that's still got peacocks.
He was showing off yesterday.
Yeah, but the little birds that used to be in the aviaries were really lovely to watch.
And the other part of it too is that for those who are of the older generation, to share the stories that, you know, you have, that they have, and with the younger generation. So, because it's in our stories that we learn lots about our history.
Mm.
It's in our stories. And I don't mean the history of New Zealand, but you can, but I mean the history of our family.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think being near the sea is such a big part of a lot of our family history for most whānau, because we've all been out to the beach at some stage. But Mum remembered the love that sitting watching the waves, and you know, could see out to Kapiti Island and things like that. And she remembered having, you know, been in the area visiting over the years and things like that. So it's nice. You don't have to go anywhere expensive. You can just go and sit and watch and be entertained by other people going by. And you know, just having a kai on the beach is really lovely.
We did that yesterday. Had a bit of a picnic and had some portable cookers.
That was
really great.
It's quite an adventure, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It just reminded me when I was younger, when we as a whānau, this was the Rimini whānau at Te Oriori. We used to go out all together and get our supplies and dry things for the year. But, you know, just being down the beach with everyone was great. And there used to be about 60 of us, I suppose. I camped down at Wakateki.
Yes.
That was good. There used to be a marae there. And so we were camped down there, and just remembering all the fun times and, like, sharing those stories, as I said, with my grandchildren now, because that marae isn't there no more. But they didn't know unless I tell them that there was one. Yeah, and the things that we did around that area, to tell them the stories around that area as well, and how kupe and their whikia or Amuturangi was in the cave at Castle Point.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and how he chased it down to Wellington. And then that's how you got Soames Islands and Matiu. Well, Matiu is Soames anyway. But if you don't tell them those stories, you know, how will they know?
Mm. You know what, Anthony?
What's that,
Susie? You've become a treasure and you're fine, though.
Well, it is about, as you said, legacy. And the only thing you can do with legacy is invest in it.
Mm.
So whether it's money or whatever.
Yeah. And as younger people listen and spend some time with our elders, kaumātua, and learn those things. Yeah. I think we've probably spoken about it before. We're quite busy in our lives and most of us are working in our 60s and it's hard to actually stop and listen.
Mm.
Because our older people take a long time to talk about these stories, and it's showing respect to actually listen and as you say, pass those stories on as well.
The other part of that too is that you've just brought up is that when we listen to those stories, we have to actively listen.
Mm.
Otherwise we forget what they said
because
our mind's going. But it teaches us to slow down. It teaches us to slow down. So if we do that often enough, we can do that in terms of everyday occurrences where we can just stop, reflect, take that moment and let everything go, then carry on with our day.
Yeah. Another nice thing actually is with our older whānau is to actually go, like on the weekend I actually cleared out my, I didn't make New Year's resolutions because I know sometimes when you say it out loud, it becomes something that you actually have to have a commitment to. But in my head, I thought, I'm going to tidy up all my messy drawers. And the first one I came across on Saturday morning, I got up about 7, when it was nice and cool, were a lot of photos of mum and my dad when they were younger. So that sort of made me think, you know, those sorts of things I need to go over with mum and write. You know, write things down because you do think that you're going to remember someone talking, but it's good to know dates and things like that so later on you can actually research things as well. And, that's a nice thing to go over photos with family.
Yeah.
And then you hear a different story because these photos are taken when you're younger.
Mm.
But if you hear the older person talking about what was going on, you actually see a different side of what that event was. You know, a picture does hold, well, is it 1,000 words?
Yeah.
And that's a lot of that is made up by, you know, what people feel, how they felt at that time as well, which is really lovely.
Staying connected.
Yeah.
Staying connected.
Yeah.
I remember, some of the pictures that I looked at and I was going, who's this? Who's this? I don't know who these fellas are. Then I asked one of my sisters or an aunt, oh, this is this person here. And the story continues.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it'll just stop with me. Remembering, though, that everything is like a puzzle.
Mm.
There are different sections to the puzzle, to the bigger picture. And we hold, as in a valued sense, a portion of that picture, that puzzle. So, yeah. Anyway, that was really quite good. Just
Reminiscing.
What's that song from Little River Band? Reminiscing. Anyway, Susie.
You need to play it.
I'll find it. anyway, the age concern. What are some of the activities that they've got coming up? Do you know what's their calendar is it for this year?
And the calendar for this year?
For the summer months anyway. Well,
hopefully everyone got a copy of our Christmas edition, which was our summer edition, it was, with a beautiful harakiki flower on it, which nice. I've got some growing at my house. Where are the tuis at this time of the year, I ask?
Should be in your garden. Mm,
well, they haven't come yet. I need to do some calling. this month is pretty quiet, age concern. Well, people are enjoying a little bit of a break for the year. But from next month, actually, I think some of the activities are starting up. I must check. Let me see. The trips, the February trip, we are still finalising that, but if you call later in the month, we should have some idea about what that will look like. I know that Sue Mason was looking at some activity to do for a trip away. All the coffee mornings resume in February. So Marsden is only going to be every second Tuesday of the month, so it will still be, it's going back, reverting back to once a month.
Where's that going to be held?
That is still currently going to be held at Solway Showgrounds. So hopefully everyone's enjoying that that venue. But I know we enjoy working at Solway Showgrounds because
it's great.
A lovely spot. There's no rush. I know some. If you've been in town over the holiday period, you'll notice that town can be quite busy. Very hard to get parks where you need them. So the showgrounds is a great opportunity for people to, get out and have a look around at the beautiful trees and.
It's a beautiful
facilities,
city.
Yeah.
It's a nice walk around there as well. Mm. It's a really nice walk just to relax out, really.
Mm.
Mm. And you can meet, because there's a lot of campers there too, you can meet some interesting people.
Yes.
If you're inclined to have a conversation.
Yeah, and sometimes they call in and see us.
Yeah.
And have a chat about what they're doing and what they're up to. Last year we had campers that were staying there for, months, and so we got to get to know them a lot better. But, the coffee mornings will be the second Tuesday of the month at the Pigeon and Poultry Hall. And Carterton, third Wednesday of the month at the Baptist Church. I hear they had a great final celebration there last year with entertainment by, was it the Carterton Primary School? It must have been the main Carterton one near the event centre, who entertained with amazing singing. Mm. So a big shout out to any of those young people that were a part of that. Very excited to hear that it went so well, and hopefully you enjoyed your ice blocks on the way home, which probably melted pretty fast. Featherston's going to be the second Wednesday of the month at the Featherston Community Centre. That's with the Wisdom and Wellbeing people, so that's pretty good.
That's pretty good, that one down Featherston.
Yeah, it's
lots of involvement.
Yeah, it's a very active area at the community centre, which is fabulous. If you've got any queries about what's going on in your community and you don't have a computer to find out, because I know they have details on their website, you can just pop in and speak to the staff there. And Martinborough, first Wednesday of the month at the St Andrew's Anglican Church. So all of those start at 10 o'clock, apart from Featherston, which is 10:30. And I am actually at Featherston on the fourth Wednesday, so it's the second Wednesday is the coffee morning. The following fortnight I'm there from 11 till 1 o'clock, so anyone that's got anything that they want to discuss about what we do at Age Concern or specific questions, if I can't answer them on the day, I will follow up with you or make arrangements to get some information out to you on what you're requiring. So please come and see me, because that's an outreach that we sort of started late last year, and it takes a while for people to get to know what's available and what we're doing. So please pop in and see me. And if you want to make an appointment specifically, just give me a call. You can catch me at the office on 377-0066 and ask to be put through to my cell phone, and I can make a specific appointment time for you, which would be great, because that way I can find out some information if I don't have it on hand, so that I can serve you better when you come and meet with me at the community centre. And that is, as I say, anything that you're needing to know, or if you want some follow-up on what's happening around the fitness side, I'm pretty sure that is all started up already. So our number again is 06-377-0066, so that's Steady As You Go, which is in Featherston on Mondays at 9:30 at the Assembly of God in Birdwood Street. Steady As You Go in Masterton is on Monday at 1:30 p.m. and Thursday at 9:30 at the Senior Citizens Hall. in Cole Street. So you've got a couple of options there. If you want to beat the heat, maybe go on Thursday at 9:30, although it's probably at this stage, I think it was still 21 degrees when I left home this morning to come here.
Oh, it was crazy this morning.
Which is crazy. Cardish and Steady As You Go is on a Wednesday at 1:30 at the Baptist Church. And we also have Keep Fit classes on at the Senior Citizens Hall again in Masterton at 9:30 on a Monday and 10:30 on a Thursday. And line dancing, 10:30 at the Senior Citizens Hall on a Monday. Line dancing. I think we've discussed the issues with line dancing, that you have to go the right way, otherwise you end up not dancing. There's a lot on still. Even if you're getting out and able to do some walking, that's a good option in the mornings while it's cool as well.
Mm.
Gets you set up for the day, get all that work done, and back to bed at 9 just for a rest or just a little bit of a nap on the couch or something. Yep. But, yeah.
Even if you're at that point where you're just starting out and you haven't been able to walk very, very, very far, have a look at the Steady As You Go class.
Mm.
That's always helpful, that one there. And because you do most of it sitting down. You do most of it sitting down. And then after a while, and it's a 10-week class, after 6 weeks, what I've found anyway, and talking to a lot of the people that go there, they've found that they've been able to walk a little bit further. You know, they used to find it difficult to walk to their back door, and then they started walking to their letterbox. Mm. And that was all because they were in the chair, standing up and sitting down, standing up and sitting down, pretending to walk, walking on the spot actually. And after a while, they were able to go a little bit longer, a little bit further, and they changed what they used to do and do something that was really great in terms of their walking. And some of them are walking, you know, quite a long way at the moment, you know, 2Ks, 5Ks.
Wow.
I know. A lot of time around Henley Lake or the different other walks, or they'll meet at a coffee shop with some friends and then go for a walk around the neighbourhood.
Mm.
It's great. It is absolutely great. What about some of the other classes, the other services that we provide? We do have a visiting service, don't we?
We sure do.
Yeah.
Lindsay Parks is our coordinator for that, and I know she's busy. She's had some new referrals, and she's got some new volunteers that she's been training. So the visiting service is, for people that don't have the opportunity or can't get out, and it's for social connections, so that people have someone that they can have a chat to.
Yeah.
Which is really important, because I think otherwise, you know, you don't have anything to look forward to. And as humans, we do have a very social side of ourselves, and that makes us feel valued, I think, if we have those social connections, that, you know, people are interested in talking to us or interested in what we're doing, and it makes us feel like we've got more of a purpose with life.
Mm.
So she, if you have someone that might need some sort of visiting service, you can contact Lindsay and have a chat about it. We have a fabulous website. You can even make those inquiries through the website, and she will get in contact with you and discuss, you know, the actual process as well. The visitor will come regularly once a week for an hour. And it could be anything like having a conversation about what's going on in the community, or what's going on in the world, or table tennis. No, probably not table tennis, maybe seated table tennis.
Well, the virtual one on the screen.
Yeah, playing Scrabble, or, you know, those sorts of things that keep our mind taking over as well. Might even be assisting with doing crosswords or doing something new that you might want to do. Around things that keep our brain active as well. So contact Lindsay through us on 0637 00066. Again, you can be put through to her cell phone. You don't need to know that number because sometimes that's a bit harder to remember. And she will get in contact with you and she'll come and visit you, see what, or visit the person that you might want to refer, or you might be the person you might be referring yourself. Have a chat to see what your needs are and whether she thinks you qualify for that assistance. And our visitors are very stringently checked out. Yeah. We have a police check as well to make sure that that's all up above board.
And so, they do go through training as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be the visitors. It's not just someone off the street.
Mm.
No, no. You know, our visitors, our volunteers, who we really rely on to help with our organisation in many aspects, and they are vetted.
Yeah, and very professional.
And very professional.
Yeah, and Lindsay does a great training system, and she also is in contact with them regularly to make sure everything's going well, so that's cool. And our other main activity is run through Buddy Up with Rachel. She's having a short break at the moment, well deserved. She's been extremely busy.
Also our editor of our magazine.
Yeah, absolutely. So she, the Buddy Up, is a fabulous opportunity to, if you're feeling like you need some social connections, she can connect you with other people of like interest. And it might be something that is already, there might be a club or something like that out that already plays cribbage or something that you might be interested in learning. She will connect you with those organisations that are already running. But she can also create, you know, get a group of people that might be doing something a bit different that's not catered for in our community. And do the introductions and, yeah, don't be shy. This could be your a New Year's resolution that you get out and learn something new and meet some new people.
Yeah. And the difference between Buddy Up and the visiting service is that the Buddy Up is a group activity where the visiting service is one-on-one social isolation. We want to combat that because, as Susie said, we all have values. We all have stories. And we all need to be a part of community. What did that one say? A man is not an island unto himself, but part of a continent, joined together to make things prosper. Something like that, anyway.
Something like that.
Something like that.
It's never too late to learn something new or meet new people because there are a lot of people out there that, you know, want to make those social connections. Someone even to go out and have coffee with, go for a walk around Henley Lake with, or, you know, in groups or, you know, those different situations.
I'll tell you something that I was really touched with over the holidays, and it was a couple of quotes from Einstein. Okay. And they went like this. They went like this. If you want your child to be able to be clever or intelligent, read them fairy tales. If you want them to become more intelligent, read more fairy tales. Logic will get you from A to Z, but imagination will get you anywhere you want to go. I thought that was quite cool. Yeah.
It is true, isn't it? Imagination.
Yep. Yeah. Logic will get you from A to Z. And the reason why we read our fairy tales to our younger tamariki is so that we can expand their imagination. So take them to wherever they want to go. All they need to do is think and create.
Because an imagination can create goals that become reality too, can't they? I mean, you can imagine. The lovely thing about fairy tales is you can read into them what you want to, and you can imagine, what was it, the selfish giant.
Oh, you like that story?
Oh my goodness, every time I listen to it, for those listeners that maybe used to listen to the radio children's stories on a Sunday. The selfish giant. Everyone would have their own idea of what the selfish giant looked like or what his garden looked like in winter. But the description through the storytelling, you know, you could just make it up in your head of what was going on. But we would all have different ideas on how that looked. But, yeah, that storytelling is just amazing because we teach through storytelling as well. Yeah,
that was one of my favorite stories was the selfish giant, and how he changed over time as Who gave you permission to be in my garden?
Yeah.
Nay, but I am the spirit of love.
Yeah.
You once let me into your garden. Today, you can come and play in my garden.
Mm. It was sad. You made me cry.
I love that story.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that story. Anyway, so we've talked about visiting service. We talked about buddy up. What about... we talked about our exercise classes, our social outings. What about elder abuse?
Oh, elder abuse. So that's our role at Age Concern, is working with people around supporting them through periods that there may be some, they may be suffering some form of harm through elder abuse, which... can be quite soul-destroying, and I guess the idea of you being connected and maybe doing some of our other activities helps you to build up your mojo and makes you less likely to be susceptible to some form of elder abuse, because normally people take advantage of someone that may not have that strong character.
Part of it too also is that we, in order for us to control someone, we must isolate them.
Mm.
So if we don't isolate them and teach them how to have a voice, then that incident reduces because they have a voice and they're not, as you said, they're confident to speak out.
Mm.
Yeah, and that's not only for the person who's being abused, but anyone else as well who knows of a person who might be subjected to some form of elder abuse, that they speak out too. Otherwise, we can't hear it.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, because the main thing behind elder abuse too is that psychological, and as you say, isolation, and making someone feel not worthy or dumb or... an issue, you know, you're causing issues with the whānau and all sorts of things, and making people feel very sad and unable to reach out and ask for help. So people that are, I would call them the community or the onlookers, seeing something like that happen and they know that that's not right, to contact us and have a discussion around how we can support them. Mm. To support that person, or maybe contacting that person ourselves. It's a lovely process to go through, making that connection with someone and having a chat to them, because some people don't realise that it is elder abuse. The financial abuse is quite a huge one as well. That slight adding of someone's, and when you're going to get groceries for someone and adding something here and there that, I need to get that for my house or groceries or something, and not letting the older person know, because quite often they are unaware of what's going on on the bill. And because we have PayWave and stuff like that these days, you don't have to put a PIN number in sometimes. So please, if you think that there is something going on for someone and an older person, give us a call and we can help you out, find some information out and make some inquiries for you.
Absolutely. The other part of that too is the people who are the caregivers. Yeah. Sometimes it's because the caregivers are being burnt out. So if you know, or if you're a caregiver yourself who is struggling, contact us as well. Because we want to be able to support you. And we know that it's difficult looking after someone 24/7 and you're not getting a rest. We understand that. And if you need some help, call us.
Yeah, because we can direct you through your GP to get assistance through Focus. There's lots of care in our community, and there's also opportunities to have respite care if you're full-time caring for someone. Realistically, it's our whānau, and we don't normally treat people without showing some respect. But when we're tired, and in this heat as well, we get a bit short-fused and yelling, or speaking inappropriately to someone. It doesn't show bruises and stuff like that, but it breaks them down and is, it's not good for their peace of mind and makes them even more feeling that feeling of isolation and lack of respect. So,
And even the person who is, say, like Akira, who is struggling at the moment, they'll start feeling guilty as well.
Mm.
Why am I doing that? And it'll cause problems with their own mental health.
Yeah.
So please reach out. Please reach out.
Mm.
That's our number is 06-377-0066. That's 06-377-0066. And if you want to contact us on our webpage, it's www.ageconcern.y.org.nz.
Yeah.
Or just type in Age Concern Wairarapa and you'll find our website.
Mm.
Okay, all good with that. But we also have a new program that's going to start shortly, and it's called Life Curve. It's an interesting one. It's an app. It's actually an app that you download to your phone, and it helps you with identifying everyday activities that you might be struggling with. It asks you a series of questions. There's 15 questions, actually. Can you walk to the letterbox? Can you cook yourself a meal? Can you do heavy washing? Can you do heavy housework or light housework? Can you tie the shoes? Tie your shoes? Can you cut your toenails? Things like that. Okay. What they've found is that 80% of our health is related to our own decisions. 20% is genetic, but 80% is what we do. Okay, so if we can change just little things, set goals for ourselves and change just little things, we're able to change our perspective life curve. Okay, I remember having a dream once. I think I shared it in the program a couple of sessions, a couple of programs ago, where I dreamed I was 300 years old and my granddaughter said to me, Koro, what did you leave me for my inheritance? And at that time, I said, I leave you with gout. I leave you with respiratory disease. I leave you with coronary disease. And I thought to myself, what the heck is that type of gift? That sucks. I don't leave you with that. And so I made some life-changing decisions so that they wouldn't be the gifts. They wouldn't be the gifts that I gave my granddaughter. Simple things like, as I said before, standing up and sitting down in your seat a lot instead of just sitting in your seat. Going and making yourself a cup of tea. It's the going, it's the movement that helps. Okay, walking to your letterbox. Then walking to the end of the street. These are some of the things that, according to research, helps with changing the way that your situation could be in the future if you're older. Okay, so that's going to be starting very shortly.
Do they also question you on what you eat?
Yes, that's part of the nutrition stuff here. We do. Like, I'll give you an easy one. Well, I think it's easy. When you cook your bacon bones or your pork bones, put it in the fridge for a day, take all the fat off, cook it up the next day with your vegetables and stuff. Just that.
Mm.
Okay. Then you don't have all that fat in your food.
So okay. What's the age group it's mainly targeting?
Mainly targeting, say, 55 onwards. Mm. Okay. For Māori and Pacifica, 65 for normal stuff in terms of age people.
Mm.
But as I said, it's about managing you, taking control of your own destination in terms of your life.
Mm.
Because
we all know as we get older, if those bad decisions that we made in our 40s and 50s will kick our butt later on.
Yeah. And again, that's really cool that you said that, Susie, because I heard of a professor once who said to his audience, when you're 40, you should be looking to go to the gym often or doing a lot of exercises. So when you become 80, it'll be easy for you to pick up a cup and have a cup of tea. That's what he said. It was quite interesting. Okay, and as I said, in terms of the life curve, we have life curve navigators come and help you with your questions, answering your questions, and helping you facilitate change. They'll ask you to set goals, because this, remember, it's about you and how you want to, and what you want to do to change.
If you haven't got a phone, can you have put it on a tablet or a PC?
Yes, absolutely.
Because I know that the issue around phones, even for me, is that it's hard to see and we need to use our glasses, but it's a lot more pleasant to see a bigger screen.
Yeah, you can have a look at it on your iPad, your tablet, whatever. Yeah, as long as it's a device.
Mm.
Okay, and there be people to help you walk through it.
Nice.
And then what we do is we collect information and see where you're going, and say if you achieve your goal, great, we'll help you set another goal and see if you can achieve that. If you don't achieve your goal, we review it and say, I wonder why that was. We just change the goal.
Mm.
Yeah. And so, but there'll be someone walking beside you along your journey.
And how long is your journey?
How long is a piece of string?
That's good. Because I know it's great when new things come in.
Yeah.
They're not just for 10 weeks. It's something that is ongoing. And because we know that, you know, as we're aging, assistance is great when it's there a longer period.
Yeah.
Or as long as a piece of ball of string.
That's right. Because the other part of it too is that once we start getting good at setting goals, having little goals to achieve the bigger goals, we become confident in what we're doing and we take that on as a skill. But then also with that, we pass that skill on to our mokopuna.
Mm.
You know, and say to them, you know, how are you going to achieve this? And then go through it with them as well. So that they, when they become 80 or when they become older, you know, they are able to be fit, healthy, because of the decisions you helped them to make when they were younger, or you showed them, you were the template, and how to change. Mm. I think it's a great opportunity, you know.
So is it, where has this life curve come from?
It's come from Newcastle. It's some research that was taken out of Newcastle about 10 years ago, I think, and scientifically proven, and it's something that over a long time that they've generated what will be helpful for people who are aging. It took a while because you had to wait till people got older.
Yeah.
But the other thing of it too, it is free. Okay. And the main goal is that we don't lose our independence as we grow older, or the abilities that we have.
Yeah, because that's the biggest worry, isn't it, as we get older. We're normally living on our own as older people, and
that's right.
we need to be fit and, yeah, have our own space,
yeah,
do our own thing, have a cat, have a dog.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely. All those sorts of things that we value.
Yeah, and that's the thing, so that we can carry on doing it as long as we can because of the decisions and the choices that we've made before this time. It impacts on our life.
Mm.
As I said, 80% of it is malleable, of our health is malleable. We can change it. Anyway, whānau, this was our first session back for 2024. We look forward to 2024 and what it might bring, whether it is good or bad.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about how we strategize and keep ourselves happy about what's going on. The other thing too, I think, is great if people want to contact us about something that we might have missed last year that you'd be interested in hearing about, because
absolutely,
you know, we can get guest speakers in and focus on something you want to hear about, which is great.
Okay, Susie, say hey, Cornetta.
Hei konera.
Listeners, thank you very much for your time today, whānau, and see you next month on the third Monday of the month. Oh, remember this year, It's leap year. 29 days, not 28.
Like hey, a frog. Matiwa.
Matiwa.